But what about when others choose our mates for us? I'd also like to hear your comments on the cultural aspects of mating. There are many cultures where the parents or the adults in the communities choose the mates for their children. Whereas in our culture, we believe more in what we call romantic love, where we fall in love with someone and choose our mates because we've fallen in love with them.
Of course it feels better to you, and therefore feels right to you, for you to be able to be the one to choose your mate, or anything else for that matter. But even in your culture or society, where you believe that you are freer to choose your mates, you're still very much bound by the beliefs of those who surround you. In other words, there are many within your freer-seeming culture who would not dare to marry outside of the wishes of their parents, religion, or culture. But we do agree that your society does allow more leeway than some others. But there is an even more important thing we would like you to consider regarding the choosing of a mate. You're not making your choices with your words, but instead with your vibrational offering. And so sometimes, without realizing it, you're actually choosing the exact opposite of what you really want. For example, people choose cancer, not because they want to experience the disease of cancer, but because they chose to give their attention to resistant thoughts that disallow the well-being that would be there otherwise. And so in a similar way, people choose unpleasant partners because of their chronic attention to what they do not want, or their chronic attention to the absence of what they do want. In other words, a person who often feels lonely is a person choosing the absence of something very much wanted.